Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, let's unpack this. If you're a retail executive, you absolutely live and breathe strategy. You pour immense effort into every single new product launch, every store redesign, those loyalty programs, the big omnichannel rollouts.
Yeah, huge efforts.
Each one is meticulously crafted, planned with, you know, real precision, and launched with the highest hopes.
Absolutely.
But then there's that big question, isn't there? The one that probably keeps a lot of you up at night.
Mm-hmm.
Why do these critical high investment initiatives often seem to get bogged down right at the point of execution?
Yeah, what trips them up?
What is it? Oh. Despite all that corporate energy and planning. And crucially, it's rarely apathy from your frontline teams. It's certainly not a lack of effort.
No, not at all.
It's often something far simpler, really, yet profoundly impactful.
And that's exactly the core problem we're digging into today. It's this crucial distinction between communication and actual comprehension in retail operations.
Wow, okay.
It's a nuance that, while our sources really highlight this, it can genuinely make or break a rollout.
Make or break, really?
Yeah. Simply communicating a strategy, you know, sending the memo, putting it on the intranet, that doesn't automatically mean it's been understood, not in a way that leads to effective, consistent action on the ground.
Right.
So our mission today is to explore how you, as retail executives, can bridge this gap, how you can ensure your stores aren't just aware of new initiatives, but truly aligned to execute them perfectly. Every single time.
It's such an easy trap to fall into, isn't it? This common misconception, maybe especially at the corporate level.
Definitely.
Where leaders often equate the delivery of a message with comprehension. You feel like you've done the work, right?
Yeah. Check the box.
The initiative was announced in an email. It went up on the intranet. Maybe it got mentioned on a district call. So the assumption naturally follows. The teams must be aligned. They got the message.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want you to pause and consider for a moment. Does that assumption actually hold up in the reality of your own daily operations?
Yeah, think about the shop floor.
In those thousands of real-time decisions your frontline teams are making every single hour.
And our source material lays this out with absolute precision. Awareness is not alignment. Awareness is truly just surface level.
Surface level, okay.
It means your teams know a change is coming. Maybe they even know what that change is broadly. But alignment, that's a completely different beast.
Right.
Alignment means your store teams don't just grasp the what and the why behind a strategy. More importantly, they know exactly how to bring that strategy to life.
The how.
Yes, confidently and consistently across every single store in your entire fleet. Think about it.
Yeah.
A winning product launch, a seamless loyalty program rollout, a consistently excellent customer experience. These are directly tied to that depth of understanding. This isn't just, you know, theory.
Wow.
It's the invisible force that can really make the difference between hitting your quarterly targets and, well, falling short. It silently drains your bottom line.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Understanding where these comprehension gaps quietly happen, because from headquarters, they are often completely undetected.
Yeah, hiding in plain sight.
Lurking there. A strategic message might leave your desk with crystal clear intent, meticulously worded, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time it's filtered down through layers of internal emails, maybe a hurried group call, printed memos that get lost, shifting priorities on a busy sales floor,
hold that sign.
The original meaning can get diluted, misinterpreted, or sometimes just vanish entirely. Our sources point to four sort of typical breakdown points.
Okay.
These consistently prevent messages from landing with that crystal clear intent, stopping awareness from turning into real alignment. First, there's what we can call a language mismatch.
Ah, yeah.
Imagine your beautifully designed strategy deck. It's full of corporate jargon, high-level KPIs, executive speak, perfect for the boardroom.
Looks great there.
But then it has to translate to the sales floor, where an associate is trying to explain a complex new product feature to a customer or merchandise a display.
Right now.
They need plain language, actionable instructions. What makes perfect sense to a VP of merchandising might be completely unintelligible, or at best, deeply confusing, to a new associate who needs to execute it now.
Yeah, like giving them the wrong map.
Exactly. Like trying to navigate a bustling city street with only a satellite image, you know roughly where you are, but not how to make the next turn. Second point, and this is a silent killer for execution, delayed delivery.
Oh, this is a big one.
We've all seen it, right? Crucial communications, training materials, maybe pricing updates arrive days, sometimes even weeks, after they were actually needed.
Mm-hmm. Too late.
All that vital context is lost. The window of opportunity for a timely launch just closes, and suddenly your perfectly planned initiative is behind schedule before it even gets going.
And the team is scrambling?
The store team is left scrambling, making assumptions, or maybe just not executing at all because the info didn't reach them when they needed it most.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a major promotion. If the details arrive the day of, or maybe even the day after, how effectively can your teams possibly prepare and engage? It's impossible. Third, and this one is really, really big, the lack of reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. Consistency.
One-time announcements, no matter how grand they seem, they rarely stick. Not in the incredibly fast-paced retail environment we're in.
Things move too fast.
It's just not enough to say it once and expect it to be embedded forever. Without consistent follow-ups, without those in-the-moment reminders when they're actually on the floor.
Right, when they need it.
Or without truly embedded training that's easy to access. Well, even the most important changes and strategic shifts just fade quickly from memory. And more importantly, from actual practice.
Yeah, it just evaporates.
It's like trying to train for a marathon with just one practice run. The muscle memory just isn't there. And finally, a point where so many initiatives completely fall flat. No actionable guidance.
The specifics.
Exactly. Your teams might know what the new initiative is. They might even understand why it's important for the business.
They get the concept.
But if they aren't told exactly what specific actions to take differently and when to take them, well, even the most compelling new strategy or exciting product launch will simply fizzle out.
It just doesn't happen.
They need clear, step-by-step instructions that actually integrate into their daily workflow, not just broad concepts or aspirational goals.
Yeah.
How often have we seen a brilliant campaign concept hit a store? Only to realize the team doesn't know precisely how to set up the display or what to say to customers about it.
You've really highlighted some incredibly common pitfalls there.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that in this, you know, incredibly dynamic, fast-paced world of retail, store teams need so much more than just updates.
Yeah.
They don't simply need to know about something. They desperately need the meaning behind it. They need the timing that aligns with their day-to-day. And most critically,
the direction.
Clear, actionable direction to effectively perform their roles. And what happens when they don't have this?
Yeah, what's the impact?
They're left guessing. They make inconsistent decisions. And ultimately, your meticulously planned strategies, they just remain strategies on paper, not vibrant, profitable actions on the sales floor.
And why does all of this matter more than ever right now in the current retail landscape?
Good question.
Well, we all know the modern retail environment has changed dramatically. Customers today are more informed than they've ever been.
Doing their homework online.
Absolutely. Doing research before they even step foot in a store. They're more vocal, thanks to the instant megaphone of social media and online reviews.
Everyone's a critic.
And they are undeniably more demanding. Their expectations for a seamless, consistent experience across all your channels, online, in-store, mobile, are incredibly high.
Yeah, set by the best experiences they have anywhere.
Often shaped by their very best experiences, exactly, not just your direct competitors.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture, the consequences of poor execution ripple outwards directly to your customers.
Right, it hits them first.
And it impacts your brand perception massively. When a carefully crafted strategy is poorly executed, maybe it's a missed merchandising update in one store but not another.
Inconsistency.
Or return policy that varies wildly from associate to associate because of miscommunication. Or just a generally disjointed customer experience because the team wasn't aligned. Mm-hmm. Customers feel it.
Yeah.
Instantly. They sense the inconsistency, the lack of coordination.
And they don't like it.
And unlike your internal teams, who might try to figure it out or work around it, customers typically don't give second chances.
No, they just leave.
They'll just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
So consistency across your entire brand matters immensely. And that consistency is entirely dependent on your store teams being not just informed, but truly aligned in their actions and understanding.
Yeah.
Imagine a customer returning something bought online, only to be met by an associate who has absolutely no idea about the updated return policy that was supposed to have been implemented weeks ago.
Oh, that's painful.
That's not just a potentially lost sale. That's possibly a lost customer forever.
Okay, so we've identified the challenge. We see the pitfalls. What does true alignment actually look like when it's working well?
Right. Let's pivot to the solution.
The good news is that achieving this level of alignment isn't really about simply adding more communication to the existing flood of emails and memos.
No, that often just adds to the noise.
Exactly. Instead, it's about smarter communication. It's about delivering the right message at the right time in the right format.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, empowering your teams with the actual tools they need to act on it immediately, confidently, correctly.
Exactly. Let's paint a picture of what true alignment looks like in practice. We can draw directly from the ideal scenario described in our source material.
Okay, let's hear it.
Imagine this. A new promotional strategy is announced at corporate headquarters. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of just an email blast that probably gets buried, within hours, every single store team receives a brief engaging video directly on their mobile device.
On their device, okay.
This video outlines the concept in plain, simple terms. Maybe it visually demonstrates the new display or the product they need to focus on.
Visuals help?
Immediately after watching that, associates complete a quick, maybe 2-minute interactive training module. Again, right on their mobile device.
Ah, training integrated.
Exactly. This isn't just theory. It helps them fully understand the new product features, the key talking points for customer engagement. Real practical stuff. Then, the specific tasks needed: update displays, set signage, rearrange products for the promotion. These are delivered directly to their mobile devices too.
Tasks as well.
Yes. And these tasks aren't vague. They come complete with deadlines, clear instructions, maybe even a photo confirmation option so they can show proof of execution.
Ah, accountability eliminates guesswork.
Totally. Meanwhile, store managers can see live status updates of task completion across all their stores. They can jump in, respond to questions from their teams in real time, catch issues before they escalate.
Real-time visibility for managers.
And at the leadership level, executives gain unprecedented visibility. They can track execution metrics across entire regions, individual stores, even down to specific teams.
Wow.
Providing a clear, accurate, real-time view of compliance and performance. That's alignment. That's comprehension in motion.
Yeah.
It's strategy translating directly into unified action everywhere.
That truly sounds like a game changer. I mean, a dream scenario for any retail executive, surely.
It really bridges the gap.
Reaching that level of seamless, consistent execution, it isn't just about better ideas, is it? It's about the power of having a purpose-built solution.
Right.
Something that integrates communication, training, and task management into one cohesive, intuitive experience for your frontline teams.
And that's precisely where a mobile platform like Insight, which was mentioned in our source material, comes into play.
Okay.
It's described as a tool specifically designed to bridge this crucial gap we've been talking about, ensuring that your strategy doesn't just reach your teams, but that it truly lands with impact.
Lands, yeah. Key difference.
With a platform like that, associates can absorb a new initiative, watch the video, do the quick training, and then act on it in the very same moment. It eliminates those delays and misunderstandings.
Seamless flow.
Managers are empowered. They can track completion, answer questions, course correct on the fly, ensuring that brand consistency we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And critically, executives can finally measure not just awareness did they get the memo, but tangible, real-time execution.
The actual doing.
Exactly. It turns that high-level strategy into clear, consistent, and confident daily action across your entire organization. It's really a difference between just hoping for compliance and actually seeing it happen.
So the core takeaway for you today listening in is absolutely clear. In today's complex, incredibly demanding retail world, communication alone, it simply isn't enough anymore.
Not even close.
It's alignment that wins.
And this raises, I think, an important question for you to ponder within your own organization.
Yeah.
Beyond just sending out messages and, you know, hoping for the best. How can you deeply and reliably assess whether your frontline teams are truly comprehending and confidently executing your carefully crafted strategies?
That's the million-dollar question.
Because maximizing your return on all that strategic investment, it truly hinges on that confident, consistent execution at every single touch point.
We really encourage you to reflect on these insights. Consider how you can foster a culture of true alignment within your own organizations, moving beyond mere awareness to create undeniable, profitable action on the ground.